Trump takes it to court. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Former President Trump is suing the federal government, demanding that a neutral special master be appointed to review documents seized from his home in Florida by the FBI. Fox's David Spund.
A special master could be an attorney or retired judge not connected to the case who would independently examine whether to return evidence back to the former president. Trump's request must be approved by the court.
The New York Times reports, meantime, that Trump held on to more than 300 classified documents after leaving office, half recovered by the National Archives in January, the rest turned over by Trump aides in June or seized during the FBI search 2 weeks ago. It's primary day in Florida and in New York, working with a new congressional map. The first was found to be unconstitutionally favorable to Democrats.
The new map pits Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney against Congressman Jerry Nadler in the 12th. Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney's decision to run in the 17th district rather than the redrawn 18th pushed Congressman Mondaire Jones to move to Brooklyn so he could run in the 10th, which is a crowded field and includes attorney Dan Goldman, who led the Democrats' first impeachment argument in the House against former President Trump.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The American embassy in Ukraine is urging Americans to leave the country immediately.
That comes after newly declassified intel prompted a security alert from the State Department. It says Russia's working to increase strikes on Ukraine's civilian infrastructure and government facilities. The Biden administration's working to keep the pressure on Russia's Vladimir Putin to back off of Ukraine, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell told a lunch event in his home state of Kentucky, the single most important thing going on in the world right now is to beat the Russians in Ukraine. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Rescue teams in southern Utah expand the search for a woman from Arizona who got stranded in flash flooding during a hike. A levee breach has forced evacuations in Arizona near the New Mexico state line. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Police in Oakland, California, are looking for the killer of a dentist during what they're calling an attempted robbery. Dr. Lily Hsu was 60 years old, shot just after parking her car in the city's Little Saigon neighborhood. The first week of school for kids in Chicago with a new safety plan in place.
Chicago police say they're working with and not for the Chicago Public School District to keep kids safe this school year.
In the past, you would have police policing a school. Now we're not policing schools. We're working in a collaborative manner with the school.
That CPD's counterterrorism chief, Ernesto Cotto III, says opens a communication process with CPS. That's also deploying safe passage workers along school routes. This after Chicago schools began controversially removing officers from schools in 2020. When the district says 180 officers were assigned to 40 schools, today the number of officers assigned to CPS is 59. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Fewer people are quitting their jobs for something else.
The number of Americans moving from one employer to another declined in July. That's according to a Federal Reserve Bank of New York survey published Monday. The overall rate of changing jobs was just over 4% last month, compared with just under 6% 1 year prior. But workers are still searching for new gigs. 24.7% report looking for a new job over the past month. That's up from 24% a year ago. The increase was driven by people under 45 years old who hold a college degree. And if the goal is to make more money, the average full-time starting wage offer has grown to over $60,700 from $58,500 1 year ago. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A wrong forecast has the top two officials at Hungary's National Weather Service fired. A forecast of thunderstorms and wind gusts in Budapest led to the postponement of fireworks during Saturday's national holiday, St. Stephen's Day, but those storms ended up missing the capital. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.